Welcome to AP That's It, where we share experience as first-generation Haitian American through our different perspective on our culture while creating a safe space. I'm Lisa Fania.
I'm Sarah. So we have our cousins, some cousins on. We have Steph. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here.
Nice. New glasses? Who this?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what shape these are, but I like
it. A foxy cat. I like it.
See, I like it.
Warby Parker? Foxy cat.
I wish. Girl, these are like Lens Crafter.
Ooh, girl. Why are we not?
I'm on that.
No, no, no. Guys, we have cheaper glasses options. What's happening?
Oh, see, this is the one that came free after my my visit exam.
Oh,
But was it really free, or was it like they added because of your like your lens and like blue light? They just added stuff, and then you still had to pay.
I just know I didn't pay for it. My insurance did.
Oh, excuse me. That's not insurance.
But I did go on one of those little cheap websites and got like three more.
Oh yes.
Pairs. So. Pairs.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that too. I got my pair done, and then I had to get it repaired because I killed it.
They're here.
And I left them at Lisa's house. We also have our cousin Eileen on the line. Eileen.
Hello.
It's
been a while.
It's been a while. She got her mini twists in. Did you ever figure out how many twists you put in there?
16, girl.
Oh, snap. Literally counted them earlier. I'm happy.
I did.
Oh man. Anything new? It's been a minute. How are the babies?
I know.
The toddlers.
Babies are. I know, right? They might as well be. They're doing well. They're getting a little crazy. I think Leroy's starting to, which is the younger one, is starting to be able to withstand Lily's wrath. So like I feel like there's almost like an equal back and forth, so like soon I'll be able to just let them go. I don't have to like protect him because she's squashing him or whatever it is.
Yeah, he's gonna be able to stick up for himself pretty soon.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and he was over it too. He like you sent us that video and he was just like
When he's done, he's like,
okay. And then she was like dangling in his
face. Yeah, he was baiting. Like, And let's just something. They were doing that like 10 minutes before I started recording. So
that's cute. I guess, yeah, you caught him at the tail end.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked Pase.
Girl. I have officially moved and I am trying to depose him to get back on the train of life. And yeah, we're just moving forward. I'm home.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm back in Miami.
Okay.
Back in our 152 crew. Hopefully y'all will have me back. Oh.
I don't know. That crew doesn't exist no more. Everybody's doing their own thing.
Why does it not exist, Lisa? Just because it's not...
activated.
She dissembles everything. She's like, no, you guys aren't a crew no more. Y'all aren't loyal. Y'all all left me. No, Lisa, we will always be 152.
Not my words.
That's how
it is. She's like, see, okay, if that's what you want to say. Yeah, right.
Is that I narrated your feelings?
Sure.
But I'm back here and you know, I'm just doing the move, doing the steps. So
you gotta make moves little by little.
Yep, with whatever, you know, God gives you. Anywho, before we get deep, we're gonna talk about what the people. Oh, I didn't ask Lisa about it. She pointed to herself like in kitten in school when you're like, miss, but what about?
Don't forget me.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
With my little feather.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it's a little feather for like when you're saging to like, I don't know, clean there. It came with a little kit. I just wanted sage and Palo Santo and they didn't have them separately. They only had them together. And it came with this and a really pretty shawl.
Pretty. Oh, that is pretty.
Oh, we didn't find that on Shell Island.
No.
Whoa. That looks like an ear. Is that what's going on with you?
I'm really good. I just finished taking an hour and 15 minute bath.
Should have done that.
I did a cold bath first because my muscles were aching.
Oh.
Why are you laughing at me? Wow. I was looking at Eileen's face.
On purpose.
Yes,
cold shower, I guess.
As a holistic healer, you know. Okay, cold bath. That's like the cold, like when you, after you work out, you do that cold.
Did you put cold ice bath in it?
No, it was cold enough. I'm okay.
I mean, if you call it cold, you might as well put ice.
I've done the ice bath, like gone and take a whole bunch of my ice thing and just put it in there. I've done the ice bath before. And then I did a hot, very steaming bath with lavender echinacea leaves.
Ooh.
And
Asosi.
Yes. And I just found out the Aztec clay mask, which is bentonite clay. If you do that in a bath, it's actually really good for one, your skin. It's almost like apple cider vinegar. Okay, and two, it's really good for your vaginal health. So it helps prevent with fibroids. It helps like cleanse out your vagina. Like they do like any like holistic healing when it comes to like yoni health. They like put like clay on your, I don't know if you ever heard of putting like clay on wool on top of your womb and you sit with it for 30 minutes with a hot compress, and that helps takes out your toxin. So I was like, I ain't got no wool, but I got a bath. Let me throw the bentonite in there. Girls, my skin.
Okay.
I thought you were going to give us some bad news. I was about to say, right? I love that clay.
Oh no. I had just a wonderful bath.
Have you ever bathed with it, Steph?
No, but I'm going to.
I was scared. I wasn't going to recommend it.
I put it on my body. Like if I have extra from my mask, I'll do the
same thing.
But showering with it and then having it go into regions, that's different.
Yeah, girl, my legs were open. I was like, we gonna get it everything, every nook and cranny.
You can also wash your hair with it, Lisa, since you have short hair.
I've done that.
The longer hair, it takes time to get out.
Locks, it's just impossible.
Oh, God.
I feel like your hair turned gray.
I did once with my locks. They said like to do this, like I guess it was for natural hair, like an oatmeal rinse. And I was like, ooh, natural hair, let me do it with my locks. That oatmeal did not come out of my hair for months. Like, wow. There was particles.
Avocado ones.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Avocado. I did an avocado, banana. The trick is, though, you got to, like, cheese string or string the thing. But then you're like, I'm tired. But you learn. You live and you learn when you have avocado, 3-day-old avocado in your hair.
Yeah, I've been in that situation. That avocado, you think because it's smooth, it'll come out?
No, not in these curls.
Or banana, all of that.
Banana, the worst. And the banana, it's the texture because it's also girl, I don't even know.
We should really talk about the best hair, like honey. Stupid hair remedies that we
do. Right? I put eggs,
but then what I did was I washed my hair with hot water, so it cooked in my hair.
No, you didn't.
I did, and it doesn't come out. So I've had like just where I'm washing my hair every 2-3 days, trying to get pieces. It's just a mess. But look, it's all like my length is, you know, length check. Let's go. Eggs in the hair for 3 days. What's up?
But turns out if you have low porosity hair, you shouldn't do protein treatments.
I have
low porosity hair, and like I have this like protein cream, and like I was like, why does my hair feel so straw like so stupid? And then one of the hair people I follow was like, oh, if you have low porosity, you shouldn't do protein treatment. And I was like, nice to know that now. Yeah. So I like stopped that, and I started deconditioning the last like 3 weeks, and like it's starting to get better. Like, it's so much work. Like it's so much try and try again, and like just like trial and error is what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of trial and error when it comes to natural hair. Like if you don't have like the quintessential type 2, type 3. Like, it's just like, it's a lot of work.
Even then, they like, even yeah, like my sister has looser curls, but even when she let, and she has a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. So when she lets it out, that's it. She's like, it's a knot. I don't really know what to do with it. If I showed you this girl's hair, I have to like, she hides her hair. I have to like take screenshots of her when I FaceTime her.
Yes, Chrissy wouldn't show her hair one day, and I was like, Chrissy, yeah, it's so pretty.
Look at this.
Oh, wow. is it just too much? It's so nice.
Oops, sorry, that's the cheesecake bread.
It'd be really funny if it was like a dick pic.
Right? Oh, shit. My bad.
I don't keep rails. I don't keep those in the main folder. No, stop. Oof.
But yes, real quick, I think it was a really great way to start my week. After this, I'm gonna write, and in the artist way,
I'm so sorry. I forgot we were talking about.
It's fine, just real quick. It's
fine. I was like, that, yes, continue.
This is a hair episode now.
This is a hair episode.
Every week.
But yes, it's been a very hard month for me. So just these past few days, I've been coming out of the fog, and taking this bath was just magical.
That's awesome. That sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah, man. I tried taking a bath earlier this week, and I don't know if it's because this is a part of the house that isn't used, like no one's in the master. So the pipes were not used often, so the water came out, and I was like, I'll just shower. I'll just shower today until we get the pipes back together. But it's been fine. Like, I've been like, all right, I'm gonna take a bath. Like, you know, you got to clean the tub every time because Black people don't play. So I was like, okay, next time I wash the tub, I'm gonna just take that bath. That's a good idea, Lisa, because my body is, it feels like it's not recovering. Jesus. Well, let's move on to our next segment. Quincy Muño, Naomi Osaka won them championships.
At the Australian Open.
Yes, she did. And I watched clips from that game, and my God. Like, they were out there doing gymnastics. I don't know. Like, it's a lot. Like, I just admire it.
Splits, like Serena.
I mean, Serena was literally like, because they really weren't trying to make the game go long. I guess she was just like, I'm ready to win. So she was hitting him hard. Naomi was hitting him hard. And Serena's defense was I don't even know the words to describe the moves. I got to learn all those words because I don't do it justice, but I really enjoy watching it. So that's one of them. And you guys heard about her acceptance speech.
Is your name Jenny or Jennifer?
You need to be called Jenny or Jennifer.
You're so sweet with it.
So sweet. Yeah.
So sweet.
And then she said Jenny, and then she's like, I like Jennifer.
I think she even did snap. Right? I like to think Jennifer.
And Jenny. Jenny was probably like, ooh, bitch, okay.
Yeah,
she really did. You saw her face.
Did you see the tweets? Like, did you guys see the tweets? So of just awkward. Like, this is when she wanted to say, like, bitch, oh, or the N-word, yeah. Or yeah. All this, like.
Yo.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Yeah. Where is that? What was that girl from? That's who she beat.
Austria? No.
I don't know where she was from.
I don't remember.
I don't know that girl's life. Her name Jenny, Jennifer, clearly Naomi don't give. So should I care?
I don't know. I want to say that a part of me feels like she didn't do it on purpose, but then I love the fact that if she did do it on purpose, I'm here for it. Do it, girl.
I really don't think she did.
You never
purpose.
Know what she
I don't
was
think
saying.
So, though.
Yeah, I really don't yeah. think. I think yeah, she was just like in the so. Moment and she was just yes. frazzled and just excited. Uh-huh. She just
so.
Gave her whole body like for, I think like when you're super, it's like a form of meditation. I guess you both are athletes, you, Eileen and Stephanie. Like when you guys were doing
Thanks for clarifying.
Not Soraya.
Not Soraya right. And it's not okay. Lisa.
Not Soraya and not myself. No. So the other two.
The other
it's
two.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
But when you guys are in that like that athletic mindset, it's like a form of meditation where you're super focused on the task at hand. And then yeah. when you're coming out of it, you're like, I don't even know what the world is about because I was just like tunnel vision in this. And now you're telling me I have to do other things. This is what I was
focused like, on. Speak?
Yeah, exactly.
Lisa.
And think
words.
I think she probably just asked the question, didn't even hear the answer, and was just like, all right, yeah. I'm just going to keep going.
That sounds exactly right. But mm-hmm. it sounds better if she was just like,
eh. Exactly.
My mom said to always be proper, so I'm going to say your full name. I just saw a tweet from Masego from 2 days ago saying that he has to learn Haitian Creole. I've been playing charades with this kind of cleaning lady. Any tutors out there? So I'm going to go ahead and tweet him real quick in the middle of the session and let him know.
Please. And let me come to the tutoring session, please.
Yes. Right. I want to be that fly.
Oh, my God.
So his Haitian, like his clean lady is Haitian, and he's trying to communicate.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I've been playing charades with this kind. Oh, with this kind clean lady all week, girl. I thought he said with this kind of clean lady. I can't read. I'm like, what does that mean? She's either a cleaning lady or I'm mad for no reason.
It will change.
Like what? Is she a cleaning lady or not?
That's hilarious.
So that's interesting. That's what he's talking about in the streets.
Interesting.
Today was John Lewis and Nina Simone's birthday, and yesterday was Sidney Poitier's birthday. So it's just like all
bon fête ancestors.
Yeah, like I don't know, man. It's you think about it, and then you're just like, oh wow, these people were like first, so they were dealing with a lot of the crap that we're dealing with at a macro level. Like, oh, that, and they live a very long life, so it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I would love to like.
Well, their food wasn't as dangerously processed as the food that is right now.
Okay, so
let's
diet,
talk about it.
Right, diet. I always think of the stress.
I actually wanted
like
to
how
send...
stress shortens your life, and in terms of having to be in that white space consistently, that's. I guess they had access.
John Lewis
to
died. When? How old was John Lewis when he passed?
Wasn't he in his 70s?
I want to say 70s.
I think he's in his 70s.
Let me look it up. John Lewis. Birthday. He was born in 1940. So he was...
Oh, yeah, 70.
77.
Oh, no, 80.
80. 81. Hey, he would have been 81. 80, yeah.
87. No,
that is a long life.
I don't know. Because he died of cancer. And like, so you can see that, mm-hmm. like in a sense of that, of all the stress that he took partake during that time frame mm-hmm. of his life shows up in different ways. So, and Nina, didn't she die of cancer as well?
Did she? She was born in 1933. Wow.
I think Nina died of cancer as well.
She was stressed.
Girl.
Oof.
Stressed.
Did anybody ever watch that documentary of her on Netflix? Not the appropriated movie. I mean, there was an actual
oh yes I did see the
she
the
said
documentary.
She was 70.
Well, so Donna was the appropriated one.
Which one?
That's the one with that Spanish yeah. and Dominican woman or Colombian. Yeah.
Oh, who did the was Saldana?
Yeah.
Is this always yeah her?
Did they ever
meet like after the fact?
They actually went through.
Yes. It's a movie that's out.
Even after the backlash when they found out.
Yes, because she didn't think anything was wrong with it until like last year. Last year is when she said something.
Okay, well, that's a problem.
Yes.
Yes. When you have plenty of people that look like Nina, but you want to take the role and put a fake nose and put your hair kinky, that doesn't make any sense.
And blackface. She did a blackface.
Oh,
that was the biggest one. She blackfaced herself.
She couldn't go tan. She don't get that dark.
No. That's why the role is not for her.
Super dark.
Yeah. Eileen, it's like from your color to my color. She like really black-faced herself. You can't like, do you ever get as dark as me? Do you like, do when you tan, do you get as dark as
no, she's, I don't mean to be, you know, colorist, but you're not red.
A long time since I've been
there. No.
She's like a mahogany. She's like Carlisle's color. Carlisle turns like a red mahogany. She's
yes, I think that. Like, she doesn't get like a dark brown. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm asking, you. So you're like, I haven't been that color a long time, but when you were,
well, I haven't tanned. Well, I thought that I got your color, Lisa. Like when you haven't been in the sun, when you haven't been in the sun, I feel like I could get your color. It's been years. Yeah, it's been years since I've been in the sun on a consistent basis for hours at a time to even get that dark. But I feel like I could.
I like how it's a challenge.
Eileen's like, don't come for me. I can get that dark.
If you want me to, challenge accepted. I'll do it.
Well, listen.
Summer 2021.
That's exactly
it. Zoe Saldana
thought the same thing. Just don't use no fake coloring, girl, and you good.
Well, this is my thing. I don't, like, it's the same thing with Scarlett Johansson and anybody that played, like there was a big thing with people playing, like straight people playing like trans or like straight people playing gay. And they're like, oh, there are plenty of gays. And the people that like go for these roles are like, it's just another role. Like there's no
acting. So they think anyone can act that way.
I can be like, Scarlett Jo is like the main example of that. It's like this like premise that like, okay, well, as an actress, I could do whatever role because that's acting. Mm-hmm. But behind that there's this, okay, but you have to think about the representation of that, you know, I can't hear you, Brent. There has to be this representation, like if it's a trans role, then maybe you should give it to a trans person, and then that whatever is the character within that trans, that's the acting part of it. Being an actress doesn't, let's say that you could be whatever it is on the spectrum. I feel like acting is more about portraying a character, not the character's characteristics. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Okay. Yes, it does. I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Right. No, it's fine. Like, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Like, it's not about, like, there are plenty of disabled actors that can play someone that happens to be disabled that is a specific character in a movie.
Right.
You don't have to have someone that's abled and put them in a wheelchair and then, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you
don't have to act disabled. Or like, hang out with disabled folks to go get the mannerisms and the character.
You're like, yeah. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. There are plenty of people out there that are disabled that can act plenty well. And I guarantee you, the being disabled isn't the important part. It's probably important to the whole of the story, but to the character itself, it's not as important that you have to have an able-bodied person play a disabled person. Because I guarantee you, if you looked out past the audition line, because there's a celebrity audition line and there's a everyday person audition line. So I guarantee if you saw audition line and the everyday person, you'd find a few disabled people that are good, because you can teach someone to act better.
Yeah, like I saw that The Weeknd had a first disabled dancer.
Oh yeah, he was
on his really?
Yeah. Well, he like became, he blew up. Mentally, wow. Was he disabled or he was mentally?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to say the wrong words, but I know he's, I can't think of the word.
Non-able?
Differently abled.
Differently abled, thank you.
He's differently abled.
Mentally. Oh, okay. That's
he's
good.
A part of this like group in Tampa called Best Buddies, who's just trying to, you know, bring awareness to
We had that in Miami too.
Yeah. Shout out to Best Buddies.
I remember just loving their little icons. I was like, that's a cute shirt.
Yeah.
Is there anything else happening in the streets?
I don't know. What's on the
Texas? Texas.
We did say Texas was freezing last week. They still cold.
They still freezing.
They still cold.
They still in the dark, and they still probably hungry too. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
It's just interesting how things work out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you show the infrastructure of this world, and Texas is supposed to be a strong state. Strong state, and all those people.
Well, guess what? When it's a strong state in the limelight, but in deep down, when you dig into it and your legislators are actually greedy as hell and puts your infrastructure on, privatize your infrastructure so that they can get all the money, but they don't really care about their citizens. And then what happens? Mother Nature rings to life.
You mean Queen Bee? Queen Bee released Icy Park and then a storm.
True.
She's like, watch.
She keeps doing these things.
Right?
It's
there's something. Her and the Simpsons. There's something happening with her and the Simpsons. They know something. But let me say something else. But Mother Nature, what's done in the dark, right? What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. And what happened? These people back in the 90s, they had put the infrastructure on, privatized the infrastructure to get all that little money. And they thought, oh, it's Texas. It's not going to get that bad ever. Blah, blah, blah. And now look what happened. 2021, polar vortex.
Mm-hmm. That climate change that they keep saying isn't real.
Well, listen, exactly. If they kept scientists on there, at their side and were consistent consulting with these people, they would probably had a heads up, but they didn't because they
don't. I mean, they're still saying that it's fake.
What?
Yeah.
That the snow is fake?
No, the climate change is fake.
Oh, so Texas being in the dead of winter like that is fake. Like that happened before?
Apparently.
That's so dumb. Whatever, if they want to play in that bubble and keep getting into these situations where they're hungry and they have no power and they feel helpless, then at some point we have to, obviously when it comes to like other people's lives, then yes, but at some point you have to stop trying to change people's minds to something that's supposed to make sense, but it doesn't. And their irrational mindset refuses to let them see reason. And then sometimes you just gotta let Darwinism act the way it's supposed to act. And then that's it.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel.
I think it just sucks because it's at the expense of people who actually.
People who don't have control.
Yeah, but exactly.
Have control,
who
but don't.
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of these people, I can't say a lot. I'm pretty sure there's some people in Texas who believe in climate change and believe that this whole system should have been regulated. But
majority
people in charge don't.
Yeah.
So now they're getting hit with the backlash and they have no power. Their pipes are bust.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't tuned into what Ted Cruz really has said about the situation. All I know is that he's been posting pictures and then they made a mockery SNL parody thing, which I am excited to watch tonight. So that's my little treat. This actually brings us, unless Lisa, did we have anything else on the streets, Quincy Munoz? No. This brings us into our topic. Basically, 2020 was filled with a lot of quarantining and staying at home and what people will call forced solitude. And we kind of want to go through and say, what are some of the things that we learned, like lessons learned in quarantine life? So not so much focus on however you guys want to, you know, see it. But at least for me, I'm just going to focus on what that being forced to isolate made me feel like. So I'll start, I guess.
Do you want to do it in general, or do you want to do it by like sections?
I mean, whichever way, I don't have an agenda. Just a conversation. I just want to point out how, that was the year, I think it was a week or a couple of weeks before we were told to go into quarantine. I had just moved to a one bedroom apartment by myself. So this was like isolation to the max. So it really did force me to be by myself, which I'm not used to 24/7, but I also didn't mind it as much as I thought I would. What about you guys? Lisa?
Well, Stephanie, you had a very interesting journey in the beginning of quarantine.
I did.
like to where you are now.
What,
like,
a roller coaster. Oh, that my is, gosh. Oh,
wow. I really thought I was like,
she's like, I've been like, suppressing that? No,
okay. Yeah, no, 2020 was it was eventful. I mean, my 2020 started off in South Africa, turning up. We went to Afropunk and it was amazing. I was like, oh, this is gonna be a great year, like turning up. We're having such a great time, you know, I was with my brothers and, you know, friends or whatever. So it was great. And then right after that, you know, I did a little bit more traveling and then boom, COVID hit. They're like, girl, you got to go back to America. I was like, what?
Girl, you
got to
go the hell
up out
here.
With no plan.
Like, she's like, you need to go back.
They're like, you got to go back tomorrow. Like, get on this plane and go back tomorrow. So yeah, no, it was eventful. Yeah, I was being in Ethiopia. I was like getting everything prepared for the whole year of all the projects that I was planning on working on. And then snap of the fingers, all done, had to come back. No job, you know, moving back with my parents. And that was, I was the opposite of Soraya. I craved solitude and being alone. Yeah, it was very interesting. Very, different. I think too much of one thing is never a good thing. So I think, you know, 2020, I was looking for a lot of balance, not necessarily wanting to not spend time with my family or anything like that, but really craving those moments of like being alone without anybody around.
Yes,
Lisa. You're gonna break your neck, girl.
Eileen, how was the beginning of your 2020 when we first started quarantine?
Let's see. In the beginning
was the word.
And the word was God. Is that what it says? Is that what
it says? In the beginning, there was Leroy. Actually, the beginning.
Oh,
the
you were pregnant. When,
yes, I was pregnant.
Jesus.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I know. I was pregnant, and like when I gave birth was like right when they started like limiting people. Like we weren't at masks yet. We weren't at like, were we excessive hand washing? I think so. Yeah, we're in excessive hand washing, but there's no masks yet. So, but it was like limited people. So I actually spent my labor, well, not the labor part, like afterwards, but like being in the hospital, I was mostly by myself. And it was actually kind of nice. Like, well, I know most people would have been like freaking out because they're by themselves and there's a new baby, but I actually liked it. And I wanted JD to be home mostly with Lily. And so it was actually a really quiet birth story, which was kind of nice for me. And then after, when he got home, that's when things started like escalating to like, we had to wear masks everywhere. And like everything was shut down in the beginning and there was like lockdown and all this stuff. And I was like, what the heck is happening? And then after a time, actually, it started to become like normal. Like it was just weird. Do you like feel that with you guys? Like, it's just like, it's starting to feel normal.
Yes.
No, I still hate wearing a mask.
I hate it. Wow. I don't like it. I think it's something that I don't like it. It might feel normal because we're doing it more than before. You're getting used to it. But I'm not, like, I stay home often because I don't like wearing a mask. I stay to myself because it's very uncomfortable to wear one. And I'm not going to be one of those people to be like, don't make me wear a mask in the public. No, I will stay out of the public. I will stay home.
No, I like it. people were breathing on me before.
Just don't be around them. There's a
always. They were always breathing.
Or coughing.
I understood how, how the Asian people always wore masks, and I was like, guys, I get it because there are people breathing on me.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, were you around a bunch of mouth breathers just following you? Like,
if you really look at people's mouths, like, you see people when they talk intentionally or unintentionally, there's always spit coming out.
Sure.
So it's just, if you really think about that, it's just like when you're talking to new people.
It sounds so gross now that we're in this new, like, phase. It's gross what you're saying. Like, people are just spittles are coming out.
Spittles.
I'm sorry.
Well, and it was crazy because, like, a couple of people on Twitter were saying, like, I haven't had a cold or the flu all year. Like, can we please make this a thing? Like, and it's true because with people wearing masks, all those nasty people that sneeze and cough without their hands, they like touch, they either sneeze in their hands and then they touch everything. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're sanitizing things more, that we're people are washing their hands more, things are starting to get cleaner. And people are, the only reason my nose is like stuffy and runny and I'm sneezing all the time is because of the pollen.
More than that, it's because people are actually cleaning the restaurants.
Oh yeah, and people are actually cleaning the restaurants, JD said.
Yes, we have JD. He's a part of the podcast now.
We have a special guest, JD.
It's just it's true though, because people are actually cleaning their places. Like, if you really look at it, people's places were disgusting, especially restaurants. It was absolutely.
So is that weird smell? Like, you know, when you go to restaurants, is that like water? Yeah.
That all the cleaning supplies got bought out. I mean, none of y'all
asked. Yes, all the cleaning supplies was bought out. So that means that no one was cleaning their damn place. So what's the problem?
Those are facts.
Oh man,
that's what I want to keep.
Like, that's the positive of this. Yes, the sanitary.
That people are cleaner,
cleaner. But then there's always a negative to the clean, because then as human beings, our immune system is becoming weaker because we're not getting any of the bacteria and stuff to build against and defend us against all the things that are happening.
Be dirty in your homes. No, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is.
Don't lick doorknobs.
In your homes.
So you guys had like the beginning of my year, 2020, I did it meditating and yoga to like Earth, Wind, and Fire and like 70s music. That's how I started my 2020. And it was just beautiful, just like setting an intention. And then quarantine happened. And I'm a person who flanes. And I couldn't go outside no more because I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to kill somebody. There was no more adventures. I was like, I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring it and I'm just going to kill everybody because of my recklessness. So I got really, really crazy and just super scared to leave my house for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. I would think every week you thought you had it. You're like, I'm in my bed. I think I'm dying. And I was like, me too, girl.
And it was finally until like, I think it was corn. I finally like just left my house after 17 days. I went to Costco, which is a really horrible idea.
I think I had the same experience. Continue.
To go to Costco.
Yeah, because it's not I was outside. So I have my backyard and we went to go watch the sunsets, which that became a thing. Like near my house is a beautiful, since I live near farmlands, it's a beautiful way to do sunsets. So it used to be like my private spot, but when quarantine happened, that was the spot to be at 6:30. Everybody was out there watching the sunsets. Everybody.
There were like cars.
It was cars, bikes, walking, dirt bikes. All these people were out here just like watching the sunset because there was nothing. There was people who have houses that can see it. They were outside standing, having part every day. There was like, it was like the 4th of July. To be outside watching the sunset. And then in the midst of that, because I started to go crazy and again, we couldn't see the family. I think we did a like happy hour and we did something like a game night or cousin something. And I was like, guys, let's work out together. Let's do a cousin workout. Let's just see each other 3 times a week. Let's do it, please. Cause I'm going insane.
We were seeing a lot of each other in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the workouts, because at least we would see each other mm-hmm. three times a week, all of us together. And then Eileen and I saw each other every day. Because we would work out every day.
We were doing hits. We were either just like, I don't feel like working out. Let's just talk.
Yeah, man. You could, like, new routines, new, mm-hmm. I guess, like, relationships kind of got stronger. Yeah, I feel like a lot, like, I brought in a new year in Cali and during road trip from San Fran to LA. Beautiful sunsets, just everything beautiful, you know, wishing for an awesome 2020. And yep, quarantine, mm-hmm. you know, new job, this. New apartment, who dis, new city, and you know, it kind of just played itself out. And I think in it, it was in a good way in terms of you know, certain truths came out in 2020. A lot of the what is it called? The veil was lifted, and things were now being shown, and people were acting like their true selves, or I like, you know, your true self comes out when you're under pressure or you're backed up in a corner. So a lot of that came out, and you kind of just see who people really are. And then you also have to like change the way you talk to certain people or how you hang out with people, because they don't have the same routine or the same beliefs as you. So I had friends that wanted to continue traveling and then didn't really think it was that serious to wear a mask or this and that, and it was kind of like, damn, we can't be hanging out during this whole pandemic, like what does that mean for our friendship? So it like it took a new level of communication, I feel like, because every year I have a word or like a something that I want to work on, and this year was communication, like working on my communication skills, and this was perfect, right? You had to be like, where were you, how long were you there, do you feel like you were exposed, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And if that person was truthful and honest, you kind of had to be like, bro, you know, I love you, like have those difficult conversations, but let's wait 2 weeks, you know, let's wait it out and see what's going on. Like mm-hmm. it was, that was the season, and it was like you had to respect that. But yeah, I remember just being like, I'm still kind of scared. I'm scared to this day because there's new strains coming out, you know, and mm-hmm. you just gotta be like, just make sure you're on top of your stuff, doing what you need to do. And mm-hmm. I think one of the positives that came out of quarantine life is showing how we rely on each other a lot and how
yeah.
we shouldn't take other people for granted and be so self-centered, because now that you're forced to literally isolate and center yourself and you realize, oh damn, I don't want to be here by myself. I want to be outside with people. So mm-hmm. that's one of the positives that, you know, I hope most people saw how important community is. But, you know, there's some people that really didn't care. And
it's not about the other people. It's about you.
No, I'm saying there's other people that really didn't care, and it showed, and that kind of trickled down to what we were talking about earlier with the whole Texas thing and things of that nature, where it's like people are suffering because other people don't understand that it takes a community and not just yourself. It's not just about you. So
I wanted to add what 2020 did for me. I think a lot of people had their to work on their shadow self during 2020, and like they're like with the dark night of their souls, all these like darkness inside them.
Dark nights of my soul.
Yeah, that was from Dexter. And it's for me, I had the veil lifted from my eyes when I was 28, where like somebody showed me like, this is what the world is. And I was like, oh my God, they just lied to me this whole time. Like, this is not real. Oh my God. Like all this whole things that took place. So what 2020 for me was this, like the continuation of just like really pulling and letting go and of certain things that I've just held on to for so long that I wanted to let go, but just really couldn't. And just emotions and just dealing with generational hurts and curses from like parents, and like learning about my family a little bit more and learning more about their history and understanding that like that is passed down to where I'm at. And being honest with self, like that's a lot of things, like being honest and standing up for myself and setting up boundaries was a huge
thing that I learned. Run, right?
Yeah. You have to let go. Yeah, because it was really hard. I feel like the first month of quarantine, I know for most, but for me it was really hard. It got really scary there. Like my mental space was just like, no, I don't know what to do. This is insane. I'm going to some dark places. This is why I was just like, guys, let's work out together, please. I need
working out hard. I remember you just working out. No, but
because like, I was super scared. Like, depression, it wasn't even stress. It was just like, I don't understand what's happening. I have no control. I have no money.
Yeah,
if anything happens, like, what am I supposed to do? So I'm like, all I have control is with my body. Yeah, my body is the only thing I had control over. And so I was like, well, let me work out, because when I work out, my mentality. Oh, and then I also started a meditation group, which is going to be a year next month of a year of meditating. And
yay. That's good. That's actually impressive that she kept with it that long. Well, I mean, I feel like that's geared more towards Lisa, so I'm actually not surprised, but I'm very proud.
Thank you. The meditation, but there's so many times you wanted to, like, you know, not do it anymore, and you did it. So it was just kind of like controlling what you had control. Months there was months I was not trying to do it.
I was like, I don't want to get on this meditation, and I meditated. And I'm like, oh, I guess I needed it. It's like when you like, don't want to work out. You're like, oh, I don't want to go to therapy or do any of these things.
Gosh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, damn, I really needed to do that. All right.
I've gone to therapy, kind of though. Sorry, go ahead. So.
Oh, no. You can finish your therapy thought.
I was just saying, I've gone to therapy and I'm just like, I'm so tired. I'm over, like, not over this, but we just end early. And she's like, why don't you go take a nap? I was like, I'll do that. Goodbye. Like, I don't have it in me.
Thanks for the tip.
What a good therapist.
Yeah, just check it off. We good. Go ahead,
Seth. I was going to say, I kind of felt that way about the camping trip. A part of me, like, what I like to do is to plan stuff. A part of me was like, I don't know if I want to go on this trip. I am not in a good space. Because 2020, I feel like I was the least like myself. I did not feel like myself most of the year. I was so sick of being like sad and just like down like the entire year. I would like wake up sometimes. I'm like, I'm so sick of myself. I'm so sad again. What is going on?
Yeah.
And the trip just like, it was perfect. Cause I was like, I don't want to bring this energy around other people. Cause I'm just going to be moping the whole time, just annoyed. And I was like, I'm actually glad I came. This was a nice little pick me up.
Yeah. It gave us space to like express and be ourselves and to heal. We are gonna have an episode on the camping trip. I just didn't, you know, not everyone went on the trip. But it was such a nice thing that we were able to do. And I think that's important, in that like connect with those that make you feel most like yourself, right? So create that space for yourself, whether it's through these Zoom calls or have a safe and as safe as possible quarantine trip. Just create the joy and the happiness that you wish to live, because obviously the greater power, or like the people who you thought, or I guess the control you thought you had, you really don't have. All you have control of is your body and the movements. And like you said, you woke up every day and you're like, I'm so sad. All you can control really is the thoughts and how you deal with those thoughts and the actions you take. So those are the things that this quarantine really has emphasized to me, in that in the end, it really, like, it's you, it is you that you can work on, but, like, you were, like, I'm not going to bring that energy around people. So you were kind of, like, for the greater of the community, I need to snap out of this. Like, you know, I want to be, like, myself, I want to find myself, I want to be more positive. And then, like, you did something that made you feel like you planned a trip, and you did it very well, and you're doing a very good job at this other one too. And you made us this beautiful shirts, and like, it was just such a great experience, and that helped you and it helped us, and it was just like, it's bigger than you, you know? Like,
yeah, for sure.
And when you can just kind of think about that, it kind of gives you a little bit more like purpose, if that makes any sense.
It definitely does. It's like lesson learned. It's just like being out of control, like not having control of situations sucks, but that's life.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like even in being out of control, you still found a way to control a certain situation, because by you feeling out of control, you planned this trip, and that's the only thing that you had a partial control is because you had to like round up people and saying payment, this doing this, all that. Mm-hmm. But once everything was settled and all the dates were booked, you're just like, all right, I could breathe now, I just planned something, now let me wait for it to happen. So in a sense, like, you did have a sense of control. I think the bigger picture of like what was taking space with the government, and like with our government really not having like synchronicity, and like all states saying like, hey, let's all do this all together, only for like the first 3 months, that's a way that you're just like, all right, cool, like that's you feel like no control in that sense, but you found control in, you know, that beautiful trip that you planned.
Yeah, it's like perceived control.
You did it.
Perceived control.
Yeah.
And then I think really what it is, which I can say this all the time, and it's hard, it's adapting.
Oh god,
constantly adapting. Like, this wasn't in my plan. I was not gonna be here again. But you know, it kind of works in the greater picture of things, in terms of like me wanting to start my own stuff, and you know, kind of shifting gears and focus. And I also thought about it, this is a little sad, but my parents and our parents are just getting older. So it's like, how, you know, what are the opportunities that I'm going to have to go and stay with them and be with them and enjoy them? So like, you just have to look for the silver lining, and just keep it going. That's what 2020 taught me. Look for the silver lining.
Turning 30?
Yes.
I feel like that's when you realize, wow, like, oh my gosh, parents get old with us.
Yeah.
Wait, y'all are still getting old?
Exactly. I know, but something that suspends like in your mind, and then there's moments where you're like, oh my,
wow.
No. Or there's a moment, like, I with some of our aunts and uncles, I realized I like, I have not looked at them. And there was this one day, one of our aunts and uncle, I was just looking at them, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're not like, you're an older version of like what I perceived you to be as, not like who you are. And then I was like, damn, I'm never present when I'm talking to any of my aunts and uncles.
The picture from 1996.
Present, you're like,
not being present.
Oh my god!
What are you
talking about? Like,
she has a raven vision,
right?
And then I like realized when I started like looking at them, and I was like, oh my gosh, you guys all look alike. Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus, it was just in my mind. I was just like, wow, I really never. I don't know if it was not, I don't know, just because of the way, maybe the way I felt like I was raised, that like you never looked an adult in their eye. So now I'm an adult and I'm looking at you and I'm like, oh, I'm looking at you. You have gotten older. You look like your sister. You look like your brother. Oh my gosh, you guys all look alike. You look like your father. Jesus Christ.
That's family.
Well, that's how I felt when my dad shaved his beard and mustache. I was like, oh my god, he looks just like Uncle Pedro. What the fuck?
See, that grandfather is strong.
What is happening?
This is actually DNA. Like family members. Right? I was like, oh my God, DNA.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah, but like, a lot
it's
of
also,
our...
it's also like what Stephanie was saying, like, and Lisa too, like, everybody's getting older. Like, the other day I was looking at my mom, and she was, it was back when she was helping Sarah, like, move out of her thing, out of her dorm. And I was looking, I was like, oh my gosh, she's getting so much older. Like, what is this? Mm-hmm. But then, like, I saw her again, like, a couple months later, and she was, like, back to, like, normal, quote unquote. I was like, what the fuck was going on that day?
She's drinking. She needs to pass me time. Oh, well, there's that, yeah.
She had more of her elixir, and then she went back
I
to-
love it.
Well, like, yeah, I was like, look, it, like, tripped me out. I was like, it's like, okay, I know I'm 31 and I have two children, but I don't feel 31 with two children. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm in my mid-20s and I just happen to have two children. Like, it's just,
hey,
it's just weird. It's just weird to, like, have these solidifying moments where it's like, no, you're getting older and they're getting older. And at a certain point, you're going to have kids that are in their 20s and stuff like that. It's just weird.
Yeah,
it's still like it's it still hasn't hit me. It like still hasn't hit me that I have life. Two children. Like, how many times have I told JD, like, babe, we have two kids. What?
I think when,
like, they're gonna be 10 years old,
starts like, talking with opinions and stuff, oh, you'll know you got two kids. Yep, you will.
They're gonna be like in middle school, and I'd like drop off the school, and I'm gonna call them and be like, "Babe, I just dropped off two of our kids."
Big babe, we have three now. What did you do with the third? You forgot the third.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
no, there'll never be a third.
She's like, take that back. Don't manifest never. That into my life.
My god.
However.
I'll take that manifestation back from you forever. Just
oh my god. Lisa kept having dreams. I need you to stop with the dreams. But
I haven't had those dreams in a while.
I'm so happy. Thank you. Because you kept telling me them and I said to shut up. I was like, no more of those dreams because you're manifesting things that people don't want.
Well, my question is to you guys, what is one biggest thing, just real quick, real short, that you took away that you're bringing in into this new year, 2021? I can start. Boundaries and peace. Those are my two biggest things that I'm taking into this new year, and just observing that, and just, you know, and healing, a lot of healing. That's what this bath was, just really going healing, going back into my body.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of that lovely weight that I lost during our quarantine workouts, I gained that all back at the end of last year. So just
it's gone.
For me, change is inevitable. Embrace it. Yeah, I think that's it. And I think, you know, just one thing I didn't do, which I need to do more of, and I always say this, is just reaching out to, like, my peoples and, like, talk to people. And I don't do that.
Pop up in Miami. You're in my city.
Okay. I'm not going to judge you. I get you. Steph,
no,
it's cool. I get you. To be real, really, really honest.
She's a Sag. You're a Sag. And
yeah.
That's part of it.
But
it's so annoying, but I do it.
I want to be Steph when I grow up. Because, to be honest, I love
that's my mom.
I love you guys so much. I love the family, but these family parties were a lot. And the fact that we didn't have any, I was like, oh,
child,
this is nice because it's a lot of anxiety. So,
yes,
I want to be Stephanie when I grow up.
Well, this is my thing. I was, I agree. Like, I want to be Stephanie too, because I, this Christmas, can I be friends?
Just like this not to Christmas? Be me.
She doesn't want to be Stephanie. Everyone wants to be Stephanie.
Like, with the, like this Christmas, right? This Christmas was so chill.
and so nice. And it's funny because a part of me felt guilty, and like this is the first time Jiggy's gonna hear this, but like a part of me felt guilty because it's like when things are back to normal, part of me doesn't want to go back to the Christmas parties. Like I want to see you guys, obviously, but like part of me doesn't want that. Like I want to kind of do our own thing. I want to like go to Vermont and see the snow, or like go to a tropical island if I wanted to. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just
think we should all go together and then hate each other at the end.
But also I want to implement what Lisa, Julian, and Vladimir and I were talking about last Christmas. Was like, we need to start this thing way earlier and have it be done by 11:55 midnight and just be gone. Because like 1, 2, 3, that was cool when we were younger and we wanted to stay up that long, but now that we're older, I don't want to stay up that long.
I don't know how the parents did it.
I want to be bed. I want to be late.
Because parents don't sleep that much. They sleep for like 5 hours. It's weird.
That's not okay. They need
it's to sleep. It's not. Yeah, that's not okay.
Yep, not okay at all.
But, you know, we are, it's up to us to make new traditions. So I want to thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you,
another episode of It Be That's It.
It Be That's It.